It is podcast time, and I only have two words to say to you right now. F cancer.
I got two words for you, too. F cancer.
Yeah, and if I had to come up with two words, I would go with F cancer.
Let's take care of this podcast now.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Got it. There we go. We're live.
So we're going to do this again?
Yeah, dude. This is our 49th episode.
49th? Wow. I can't believe it. I didn't think this would last for two.
We started, I don't know why I remember this, but we started the week after Labor Day last year. So, like, the Wednesday after Labor Day, we got together. And I think the reason we're not, like, at... This isn't our 51st episode because we took a couple weeks off for Christmas. But otherwise, we've been wildly consistent, like every week getting together and, you know.
Consistently bad.
Yes. Well, that's, you know, you don't want to aim too high.
No, of course not. You know, as everybody knows, the more you do, the more they expect. And
we're in a good little spot right now. Like, they expect just enough.
Yeah, if we just kind of fly in under the radar, you know, for good. It's like it's like a good radar, bad radar. We're just kind of like right there, just
trying to find some happy medium between, oh, really? He still works here, and man, he's good.
Exactly. But it always gives us like a fallback plan. Like, oh, what'd you do this week? Oh, did you hear the podcast? Great episode. Like, it proves you did something. Like, go to the website and click listen. You will see I actually did work this week. Mm-hmm. Listen to everything I did.
Yeah. Well, you know, so here we are. I guess 49 episodes. Next week will be number 50. That's the magic golden 50.
We all have to go in for colonoscopies after that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that we should all get one at the same time. For the 50th.
After what happened to Chadwick over the weekend, I think we should all get them now.
Yeah, you know, that is it blows my mind about Chadwick Boseman, because if he died at the age of 43, he was diagnosed in 2016, which was 4 years ago. So he was not even 40 years old when he got diagnosed with colon cancer. And that is scary, because the big umbrella is when you're 50 years old, you should go in and get a colonoscopy. And
right. Yeah, I've always heard that. And I'm 2 years younger than Chadwick, man. I'm 41. I've never had a colonoscopy. But seeing that he passed...
Not officially.
Well, I can't get in touch.
Not from a doctor.
From what I know, my tests have been clean. But yeah, I've never had one yet. But I may have to get one. I'm going to get one now. I can't wait, actually. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you are.
Oh, my God.
Can I get that and my prostate check at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I'll be even better. Some afternoon.
Possibly a massage.
And again, if you are listening to this, we are not laughing at the death of Chadwick Boseman. That is horrible.
No, of course not.
And the fact that males have to get checked for this colorectal cancer is very important. But at the same time, I think Boner and Sean will agree that if we can mock it, we can manage it. That's why we laugh. That it's called gallows humor. And yeah. I'll go ahead and say it. I'm 57 years old. My first.
Good God. Oh, sorry.
You can go that high?
So 7 years ago, I had my first colonoscopy.
Your first? And
Because you're, well.
Well, you're, tell me. I mean, how often are you supposed to get them after 50?
It depends. My colonoscopy, when I was 50 years old, they found some benign polyps. And so I have to go in every 5 years now.
Okay.
And so I had one at 50. For whatever reason, it didn't happen when I was 55, but I did get another one last year. And I'm telling you, the colonoscopy, they give you great drugs, so you're asleep. What the biggest problem is the prep. They give you this 5-gallon jug of colonoscopy prep, which is basically flu in a bottle. You drink this stuff the night before, and it cleans you out.
Oh, good. Man.
Yeah. Cleans you out. And that's the worst part.
What is just the cleaning out stuff? You just take using the restroom over and over and over again?
Over and over and over and over. And over again.
Well, you're not allowed to eat on top of this, I'd imagine. Like
exactly. Exactly.
Can you drink?
No, you can't drink.
Damn it.
So that's the hard part. The night before the colonoscopy is what sucks. You can't drink.
Exactly.
You can't eat. You're just shitting every 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, something to look forward to. But the actual colonoscopy part, because I guess I always get nervous about going to the doctor, just the unknown. Like, I wouldn't know what to expect, and I'm super thankful you just shared your story, because I now know more about it than I ever did, and it kind of, you know, makes it, you know, not as scary, because I just don't know what to expect, man. I don't know. I've always not laughed at the colon, just, but anytime somebody, you know, any butt jokes. You know.
Well, I mean, look, we are like a bunch of morons, you know? So if there's a chance to make a joke about a butthole, you know, we're right. We're totally on top of it now, so to speak. The joke.
But to get medical attention on it, I might not be all over it.
No, well, I mean, and the thing is, yes, I hit 50. And as soon as I went to the doctor, they're over there going, you know what? It's time to go ahead and check that bad boy. And I'm like, and I have not gotten around to it yet. But I do 100% know that it is incredibly important as a male over 50 that I do that. And it's incredibly important for everybody who is at that age to have it checked out. It may not be the most pleasant of things, and it's not honestly something I'm like, oh God, I can't wait. You know, I hope they get a running start. You know, none of that. It's
hope they don't get a running start.
Well, I'm hoping they don't, but I'm guessing I'm going to be out cold, you know, for the entire thing. So I probably won't know. You know, unless there's bruising or something like that. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, well, I know that it's – and just to reiterate your point, no, of course, we there's no reason to laugh at anything that has to do with, you know, colon cancer or prostate cancer or cancer in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's terrible that that was the result of his illness. I hate that happened. That's horrible. It's awful. So,
especially that young. And that's what opened my eyes for me. I mean, you guys are, you know, a little bit older, and you're to that point where you're actually talking about getting the colonoscopy. But I'm like, you know what? Maybe next time I go in for a physical, I'll force the issue and be like, hey, you think I should get checked? And also, with that being said, I know this may sound dumb, but is there anything you could do to, like, prevent it? Because that's one thing that sucks. Like, there's certain cancers there's really nothing you can do about. Like, if you get lung cancer, like, hey, you're a smoker, okay. You get liver cancer, you're a drinker. Sometimes you get skin cancer, too much time in the sun. But like colon cancer, is there something like you do personally? Like, do you like hold your poop too long? Do you not go enough? Is there like anything you like can do to prevent that? Or is it just something that happens?
Honestly, well, I'm not a doctor anymore, so Greg, you want to take this one?
Honestly, I don't know, because that is one of the big questions. I hate to bring it back to the pandemic, but that's what I would love to see too, is foods that boost your immune system to help fight COVID-19. And, you know, where are the foods that help prevent colorectal cancer? I would assume, and again, I am not a licensed doctor, but I would assume that high fiber diets do help that. The more roughage, the more, oatmeals, things of that sort to help flush things out naturally, unlike a flu in the bottle colonoscopy prep, is just taking care of yourself with lots of fiber in your diet.
Yeah. Well, these are things you just don't pay attention, man. When you're like 20, 30, you look at the cereals that say fiber, like, let's get that. We'll poop all day. Like, you don't really like take it seriously until you get to a point of like, make that for a legitimate reason. I see what you're doing there. Like,
yeah. So,
but that dude, man, was a real life superhero. You see, like, he was at St. Jude talking to those sick kids while having terminal cancer, and nobody even knew it. Like, that's wild. I don't think it's got to take a lot to bring yourself to go do that.
The majority, and again, Michelle and I were talking about it. What kind of people did he have on his support staff for this to remain? I'm not going to say secret. I'm going to say for it to remain private. The fact that the majority of his films were done while he was going through chemotherapy and treatment for colon cancer. I mean, since 2016, he has done Black Panther. He did Infinity War. He did Endgame. Hell, he had even, I think, depending on the year, Civil War within the Marvel Universe. So all of that time, he kept it secret.
And that's wild, you know, in this day and age where everybody knows everything, to be right. That famous worldwide and nobody knows. And I think that also made it more impactful. I was thinking about that. Like, if we knew, would his death, would colon cancer be as impactful? Maybe. But does the shock, like, more or less bring it out? Like, oh, my God, like 43 years old, a colon cancer, man, I got to go get checked now, because it just came out of nowhere. I think the shock of us not knowing might have been more impactful on society than if we had known and were mourning with him the last 4 years.
Yeah, and the fact that he died on Friday, which was the day they ended up celebrating Jackie Robinson Day after he played Jackie Robinson in 42. That was the day that Major League Baseball, it's not the actual Jackie Robinson Day, but it was the day they decided. This year, since, you know, everything was kind of moved back, or however you want to look at it.
And everyone was wearing the number 42. It was great. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Did you get it? You were in the movie, not to bring it to Greg, but Greg was an extra in the movie 42 when they filmed it at Engle Field here in Chattanooga. Were you on in the same vicinity as Chadwick any of the time, or did you film your scenes separately, or how did that?
I was there when there's the scene that I've talked to you
and
guys.
You were, yeah, and we've talked about this, but it was the scene where he actually came out of the dugout and there was the,
yeah,
you know, and I think you had mentioned before that, you know, they asked for, you know, half the people to either boo him or cheer him, one of the two.
Right. Oh, it was actually three choices. One was you hate the fact that there is a black man playing Major League Baseball. You love the fact that there is a black man playing Major League Baseball, or you're just here to watch a baseball game. And they did three takes on that. The first take was, I'm just here for a baseball game. The second take, I acted like, yeah, black man on a Major League Baseball team. Yay. And the third time, I acted like I did not enjoy the fact that there was a black man playing Major League Baseball. That's the one that you will see my face in at the 1 hour mark of the movie 42.
So they had the entire crowd doing the same thing three separate times. No, I mean,
yeah, it was everybody did whatever they wanted to do at that time. So you saw again, it's like the exact middle of the movie, 1 hour into the movie 42, where he walks out onto Ebbets Field for the very first time. And again, I'm almost getting a little emotional thinking about that. But I never got close enough to get a picture taken with him. Again, at the time, yes, he was the star of the movie, but also he was not a big star at that time. Of course, as soon as I saw the movie in the theater, I said, this guy is going places. And sure enough, he did.
Yeah, absolutely. Great Melville, great film. I mean, it was incredible, and he did a great job. And then he went on after portraying Jackie Robinson. He went on to do James Brown.
James Brown, and also Marshall Thurgood, former Supreme Court Justice.
Thurgood Marshall.
What did I say?
Marshall. Yes. Marshall Thurgood. It's Thurgood Marshall. Either way, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic.
Dyslexic gotcha.
I mean, it doesn't matter because Kevin Kiermaier just hit a two-run home run to tie
it. We're not talking about baseball. We're talking about movies.
Into the upper deck.
For baseball. So I wouldn't even know. Baseball season's not even started yet. It's not even October.
No. It won't be for you.
Starts. What do you mean? They're getting a few kind of regular season wins
right now.
They're
going to be no October for you. That's the thing.
Wake me up when September ends.
Aw, Billy Corrigan.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
No, he's Billy. You have died of melancholy. I'm sorry. What? The Billy Corrigan trail.
I have to get out of this. So the Rays and the Yankees have been playing each other in baseball just like this season. They've had like 10 games against each other, and the Yankees have won like one. So Boner wants to keep, you know, jabbing me with the "hey, the Yankees suck" insult anytime he can, which is fine.
No, look, the Yankees are not a bad team, but I'm going to be honest. You ran your mouth, and
hey, while y'all spiritly debate baseball, I'm going to walk away and get a beer. I'll be right back.
Get me one because I want to.
Okay. All right.
Get me one. Keep some on ice too for our October.
They go back to back. Oh, no, they sure didn't. All right. So, I mean, but look, I mean, there's the actual thing. I mean, you were very, very confident at the beginning of the season. And I said, you know what? I think that the Rays will beat them in the season series. I think so. Probably the next day I went, well, that was stupid. Why'd I do that? I got to go coffee him up a case of beer now. And I underestimated my own team.
The amount of injuries the Yankees would have, like the entire team is hurt. But fine. You know, win's a win. It doesn't matter if, you know, they're put on the Yankee uniform, so they're still Yankees, even if, like, the best ones are all injured.
Well, I mean, your pitching is still there, generally speaking. My team has no pitching. We have 11 pitchers on the IL. So it's like hell, dude. We've got most of our pitchers are gone.
Just fine.
We got all these people pitching. I've never heard of them. They come into a game. I'm like, who the hell is this kid?
I was pitching for the Rays later, earlier in the week.
Well, I mean, and who knows? I may be pitching for them next week. There's
regardless what happens if this game win, lose this game or tomorrow's game. After tomorrow, the Yankees and Rays are done with each other until October. So I'll buy your case of beer. You won the season series, and I'll just double down in the playoffs, and we'll do it all over again. But I don't really think winning the regular season means anything. But congratulations to you.
Well, and I appreciate that. No, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But I do, and just because I'm saying it, dude, having watched the Rays play Toronto, and we're done with them. We're done with them for the season, and I am extremely happy that we are done with them. You're going to have trouble.
Maybe. We got to play them 10 times.
And you haven't even seen them yet.
Nah, but I'm not scared of the Blue Jays because of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, except for they're not the Blue Jays. They're not the Blue Jays that you think Blue Jays. They are way better than that, and they just added a whole lot of pitching. And I was happy to be done with them when we were done with them last week. I'm like, good. I don't want to play them anymore. They're a pain in the ass.
All right. Well, we go to play them starting next week. I'm happy to be done playing the Rays. But by the time we play the Blue Jays in a week and a half, we are going to have our team back. Like, the one thing the Rays have missed with the Yankees the last 3 weeks here is you're playing the AAA team. So the pitchers are legit, but the Yankees lineup has guys you've never even heard of before. Like, and excuses are excuses, whatever. You gotta play who's there. But at least going to play the Blue Jays and moving forward, I do have my confidence back because we're starting to get players back. LeMahieu, we got back yesterday. The guy just hit 2 home runs tonight. Like, you get your people back, you get in a rhythm, you take it one day at a time, next thing you know, championship. It's just how it goes, man. We have to have our bumps in the road now and play solid in October, which is why wake me up when September ends.
I will wake you up and give you the bad news.
So enough of our sports talk radio show.
Okay. All right. Stop, guys. I have two words to tell you when it comes to streaming shows right now. Two words. You must watch it.
Cobra Kai.
Exactly.
No, don't say it. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, Danielson.
No. Warner, seriously, I thought the same thing. I have a minor interest in Karate Kid, the original one. I sort of kind of like Karate Kid 2. Everything after that can go to hell. But this show...
That's pretty good now.
I don't know.
Cobra Kai is awesome.
How good can it possibly be? I already know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Unless Danny gets his ass kicked, which I'm hoping. That'd be great. I think that would be the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
But I don't think so.
I watched the first 10 episodes of season one. So, yeah, it's a 10-episode season. How far have you gotten, Sean?
I'm 5 in. I'm at episode 5.
5 in? Okay. And it is incredible because what's the old Dave Mason song? There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. We just disagree. It is an incredible take on what happened to Johnny and Daniel and everybody who is close to them 30 years later.
But here's what's wild about it. And this is – it's 30 years ago. And Danny LaRusso and the other Cobra Kai guy, like, they still hold on to high school grudges way too much. Into somebody from – like, this guy's like, yeah, well, he's talking to his wife, LaRusso. He's like, well, I was thrown off my bike when I was in high school. Like, who remembers such specific incidents like that? Like, you're going to cite, like, 30 years down the road. There's just a lot of this, like – too much. Like you would think this guy's like, who do you hate in high school so much that now you still hate them that much? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, in that aspect of it, like, I think there's a few plot holes like here and there, like they go to work out at the school at midnight. There's like a dance going on at midnight at a school. Like,
Oh yeah. There's definitely some poetic license taken with the thing. And
there's some things that don't make any sense.
And
good show. It's fine show.
And there was one episode that I was watching where it was said earlier in the day that you guys are going to try to kick each other's ass on a Saturday afternoon on my patio. And then later they switch to a scene where their kids are in high school. Does anyone know a high school that goes on Saturdays? But the show itself – the show itself, the themes that it deals with, is perfect for the year 2020.
It really is. Like, it's got a lot of that generational gap humor too. Like, guys, like, put on some Guns N' Roses. The young kids, like, who's Guns N' Roses? Like, there's a lot of the, you know, 80s, tons of cool 80s stuff, and then also the new millennials who just don't know any of that, and it's kind of a gap bridger in a way. Like, he makes a student, like, download Rat as a ringtone. Like, some cool stuff in there, like, you know.
Seriously, seriously, Boner. You'll get hooked after.
No, I won't.
And a half.
I don't. All right, maybe I will, but
it's only 20-minute, like 30-minute episodes. Yeah, so it's
and
quick.
That's another thing, that they are 30-minute episodes, 40 minutes at the longest.
Yeah.
If you like Karate Kid, it's got the nostalgia Karate Kid vibe. They did a good job of keeping it, like, the story of Karate Kid moving. It's just, like, it's pretty. I mean, they do fun stuff too. Like, they draw a giant dick on Danielson's face on a billboard. They get credit for that.
That's exactly. Reason, right?
All right. I mean, is there any nudity?
No.
You rock one.
They swear a lot, though. There's a lot of swearing, and there's. I mean, if you want to consider a graffiti dick nudity, then yeah.
No, not really. All right. Well,
Graffiti Dick. I think that was the name of my band in high school.
That's a good one.
Well, I have watched some other stuff on Netflix over the last week. I started writing it all down the other day, and I made a list. And when I was looking at my list today, I'm like, damn, did I do any work last week or what? And I don't know. But I watched the Trailer Park Boys, Out of the Park in America. And it's only like 6 episodes, so it was pretty quick. Then Trailer Park Boys, Out of the Park in Europe. Again, another 6 episodes or so not bad. But I do have to say this. If you have not seen the movie Swear Net, then you are completely missing out.
Swear? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Swear?
Swear Net. You guys heard of this? Now, what it is, it's something that the Trailer Park Boys did, and there is actually a SwearNet website, which is a pay, you know, type website. Now, they made a movie about them making SwearNet, and it's the same people that are in Trailer Park Boys, except they're playing themselves. And I watched this, I think on Friday, and I was crying. There were parts in that were so damn funny. And I highly
recommend
this.
So do I need to catch up on all the Trailer Park Boys before I watch SwearNet?
SwearNet is the perfect critics hate, audience love type movie, it seems like. Like 20% on the tomato meter, like, got Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience, the popcorn score, 60%.
Yeah.
Like, the people love the movie. The critics, though, of course, they always hate good movies.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, the critics don't understand anything about the Trailer Park Boys. You know, they had no idea going in. It's just a stupid ass movie is what they would look at it as. But if you and maybe, Greg, I don't know. If you have any kind of sense of what the Trailer Park Boys, if you just watched a few episodes.
Yeah, Greg, just a few.
You would probably get the gist of the whole thing.
Okay.
And then you would understand, okay, you know, these guys.
Get the gist of it from the title.
Well, I mean, you would get the gist that, you know, these guys, the thing is, they're like all friends in like real life and all of that. And then they just go about doing whatever. But I don't know how to describe it, but it's funny as shit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's great.
That's all I can say.
That's the review. It's funny as
shit. Yeah. Boner. There's my thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Any nudity?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Yes, and it's also got Carrot Top, not naked.
Oh, okay. Whoa. That was almost. Yeah. Don't worry. I was going to have to tap out on that one.
I was going to, you know, I needed to follow it with not naked. Got Tom Green, not naked this time.
All right.
So that's good. I mean, it was really hilarious, and I also watched. What else did I watch? Project Power. You guys already saw that,
right? What did you think?
Nah, I thought it was. I mean, it was worth watching. It was entertaining enough. Great. Sure. No, yeah. You know, whatever. I watched a movie called One Bedroom.
I have seen that.
I have seen that come up in the queue, but I have not watched it. It's a horror flick, right?
Eh, kind of.
It's about living in a one-bedroom apartment during a pandemic. It's awful.
So Sean hasn't seen it.
No.
What else did I watch?
You know, I didn't see it because the thumbnail looked boring.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, apparently I did no work last week, so I was just looking for stupid shit to watch, and I found that and watched it. What else did I watch? The Frozen Ground, Nicolas Cage and John Cusack.
I tried to watch that. I got about 30 minutes in, and I said, you know what? I'm done. And I used to not be that way. I would give every movie a chance, and up to the point where one of the characters had the girl chained next to the pool table, I was like, you know what? I'm out. I just can't watch it.
Okay.
Anything else? I watched.
Did it redeem itself? No, wait. Boner, I mean,
was it a great movie? No. Decent? Yeah. Slow? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very slow.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very slow movie. And I thought it was fairly obvious what was going to happen.
Right.
So there was that. But otherwise, you know, I mean, it was
a good time was had by all.
I mean, look, I killed an hour and a half, and I don't always sit there and go, well, that was, you know, that was an hour and a half well spent, you know, because it probably wasn't, but whatever. Yeah, they can't all be gems.
And what about you, young Sean?
Well, outside
this ought to be good.
Well, outside of Cobra Kai. Neither of you guys watched Bill and Ted, did you? Because I didn't either. I watched Class Action Park, which is on HBO Max, and it's all about the world's most dangerous water park, Action Park, which I grew up like an hour and a half from. It was in Vernon, New Jersey. I grew up in upstate right. New York, but I never went to Action Park, and apparently it's because my parents loved me too much.
Like Action Park, baby, let me take you to the action park. Action Park.
The story of Action Park is a true crime story.
The engineering behind this, if there was any engineering, was just nuts.
Build it higher, make it faster. People controlled the action.
Combine that with liquor and anything goes.
There were no rules. For a lot of kids, that was heaven.
And if you couldn't swim well, yikes.
I don't think you can understand a place like Action Park if you don't understand the kind of minds that built it.
Nobody would give him insurance, so he created his own insurance company and then insured himself.
Nobody should ever be the second person to die in a wave pool. Close the wave pool.
Like, that place sounds awesome, doesn't it?
And it sounds like Dave and Buster for people with a, you know, a suicide pack.
Dude, it's like, you know how Willy Wonka designed his chocolate factory? Some guy did the same thing with a water park in Vernon, New Jersey, and it's
I have actually seen other documentaries about that place, and it's nuts.
So wild. You could just get hammered. And in this documentary, they said the lifeguards would just sit there, and they never helped anybody. They would just spin their whistle, like fling their whistle around. And if they had to pull somebody out of the water, they just took their wristband and wrote CFS on it. It stands for can't effing swim. So if another lifeguard saw them drowning, they would know God. They were saved once already.
God.
Wow.
Like the 80s were just a totally different time as we know, but your parents would just trust you. Like, hey, I'm going to go out with Johnny to the water park. Sure, guys. Be home soon. He would just go to Action Park. And again, my parents, we didn't have money, but they never let me go. And I'm, I don't wanna say I'm angry at them, but man.
Is it still open?
I'm angry at him.
You could have got rid of him back then.
It could have. We could have.
There's guaranteed I would have got stuck in one of the slides.
Doing the Augustus Gloop thing.
We could have spared Chattanooga so much. But no.
Just let me go on there. Damn parents. That was like the one goodest parenting decision they made.
That's what you think.
That's like the one. Yeah, right. But, dude, what a just an insane place. And that place was open for like 15 years, and at least like 7 people died there.
Like, so it's not open now?
No, it's like lame water park now. It's called like Mountain Creek or something. But it's a very... I don't want to say lame, but it's a water park that has safety measures.
It's one where you'll live.
No one dies there anymore.
So is it as fun? I don't know. Like you would see as a kid, man, they ran advertising like during DuckTales at like 3 in the afternoon. I get home from school eating a snack pack, and I see like this commercial for Action Park, and there's kids like shooting out the side of a mountain, flying into like a giant landing pool like 10 feet off the ground. I'm like, that place is awesome. They had like a Tarzan swing. They had go-karts, but it just turns out years later, somebody was going down the go-kart track, flew off the go-kart track, landed in a pile of rocks, and passed away. And they blamed it on the rocks. Like, yeah, if those rocks weren't there, he wouldn't have died. So sorry, not our fault. The rocks' fault. Like, that's what they went to court with. And they won. They blamed it on the rocks. Yeah, well, if the rocks weren't there, he might have lived. Like, this is the kind of society we were living in 1983.
Wow.
But if you get a chance,
you'd yeah. gone.
Me too. I would have survived, dude, because I just would have bounced off anything. I had too much, you know. We're like, well, boink. Or I would have got stuck in a tube slide. That's my biggest fear at water parks, is just getting stuck in the tube. And then I got to call somebody. Like, dude, we got a fat guy stuck in tube 4. And like, I don't know, do they send somebody like down feet first to push me out? They have a plunger? I don't know. Just questions in my brain. I don't know. So far, it hasn't happened, but I'm prepared in case it does.
I keep picturing Augustus Gloop.
It's about right.
So for you, these tubes need like a height thing, like when you're in the car and you go under a bridge. They need a.
Yes. You must be this clear. There's like a hula hoop you have to stand in. Sure like,
you must be this wide to ride this ride.
Yeah. I mean, you think that's bad? We have a local water park in our area who makes you get on a scale before you get on one of their slides.
No.
So, I went there with my daughter. She's like, Daddy, I want to go on that one. And I saw a scale there. And I was like, what do y'all have a scale there for? And like, ooh, oh, you have to be under this
window. Shaming you.
I couldn't even do it. I was like, I told my wife, I was like, they got a scale over there. She's like, huh? I was like, you know how you have to be like this tall to ride a ride? This place has a scale where it's like you got to be under this weight to ride the ride. And they just weigh you in front of everybody. So, yeah.
Now, is that because the entire thing will collapse if you
ask too many questions, dude? When you look like me and you see a scale, you just stay away. Like, I'm not asking questions because they know what I'm asking.
All right, look, man. I mean, you're not that big, for God's sake.
Still, I just don't want to ask any questions. Like, I'm the guy with my shirt on at a water park. Like, I'll let the skinny guy go ask about the scale. That's fine. It doesn't, you know, I'm still a bigger guy. I'm not that fat, but yeah, it's just a little, I couldn't have got on the ride with me and my daughter's weights combined. And that's why I didn't even ask, because I heard somebody else ask. Well, yeah, it's wild. It's so,
Tell your daughter you don't get to ride. Yeah, sorry. Right. Tough shit. You're too heavy.
That's blame it on a kid.
Like, yeah. It's not me. You're the fat one. If it weren't for you, we'd be riding this.
Yeah, if I'd have to take the extra weight of you around, I'd be fine.
For more parenting tips from Boner.
Hey, I'm taking notes. I mean, I had to sit that one out, so maybe if I would have used my brain, I would have had to ride.
Yeah, not my fault. Little chunky-ass child.
But yeah, man, if you ever get a chance to watch the Action Park, Class Action Park is what they call it because of all the lawsuits, mm-hmm. and the guy who owned the place just took everybody to court and just made them just waited them out. Like, they didn't buy anybody out. They just made you keep going to court and wasting your money on legal fees. You just got tired of going to court.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Nice guy. Yeah. Awesome water park. Lives on in, you know, for eternity.
That's those northern people.
Yeah. Always trying to make a dollar.
Now.
Well, it was like a rite of passage. Like, the thing was, so many kids from like New York City and New Jersey went there, and like they thought they were tough. Like, you know, I'm from New York City, and like everybody's there. It's like, yeah, we all are from New York City. Like, we're all from the same place, man. Because there was nothing like that. Like, Disneyland and Disney World were so far away from New York. You know, you had like, I guess Great Adventure was there, but that was really one of the only like parks like that that was around that area. So. Definitely everybody wanted to go there. We had all the cool stuff there, man. We had Woodstock. We had Action Park. You know, there was some cool stuff happening up there, man. Plus, the city that never sleeps right in the middle.
Right. Yeah, well, that was back when New York was cool.
Yeah, man. I used to go down there and get a fake ID. I went down and got a fake ID when I was 16 to say I was 18. And my friends thought, they're like, why would you just make it say you were 21? I was like, well, I don't know. I just wanted to buy cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was
the tourist. But the tourist area, you know, you go in those little shops and they sell like the "I love New York" hats, "I love New York" mm-hmm. shirts. Mm-hmm. Well, behind the counter, the guy all of a sudden just, you know, like pulls like a screen down, and it's got like a, you know, the backdrop for Rutgers University, and I take my picture in front of it. They type in a name, and away you go.
And again, that was back when New York was cool.
Yeah.
And then Giuliani came in there and
cleaned it all up.
Cleaned it up and ruined everything and all those. Dude, I mean, I spent several years in Long Island and all of that. And going to the city was the shit. It was a lot of fun. In fact, I got married and I had my my bachelor party in New York City.
Nice.
And, you know, and this was, again, back when everything was still cool, back when they had all the sex shops and you could go to the back of the sex shop and then there's actually strippers in there. And
sex.
Oh my God. And it was completely insane. And a little, you know, the thing would come it down and they'd be like, oh, yeah, tip and touch. I'm like, say what? Huh? Like, tip and touch. Huh? I'm like, so if I tip you, I can touch you? You're like, yeah, tip and touch. You can touch whatever. And I'm like, okay. You know, you throw them $5, and next thing you know, you're
little motorboat action.
it was game on. And not that I did any of that. I'm just saying that I could have because it was there.
Times Square before Times Square is now. Like, now it's Bubba Gump's and Toys R Us and Abercrombie right. and Fitch and M&M stores.
Before I went up there. I think it was in January of 1986 was the first time that I ever went to New York. And the group of guys that I was with, we were there on Times Square. And again, this was well before Times Square got corporatized. Is that a word?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. And of course, all of the shops there. Well, I had never been in a shop like that before. And it was interesting. No, seriously. I had never been in a porn shop before. And I walk in and there's what you think is like penthouse type porn when you walk in. And then as you gradually walk
and I know where this is going, and so does Sean, because we've been in these stores and it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, it gets worse. It gets worse.
Good stuff's in the back.
I'm like a giraffe. What the?
You start with Debbie Does Dallas, and by the time you get to the rear of the place, no pun intended, but it's Women Who Love Pigs, and it's not a euphemism.
Now, you remember the name of any of those magazines? Like, I remember, like, Club, I think, was a big, like, a really good one. Like, there was a, I'm trying to think. Because the Playboy and Penthouse, like the Hustlers, like they were like
Child's Play.
Exactly. You dig deeper, man. You get like Club, you get like all these just weird name ones, and it's like they don't even like put a sleeve over the cover. It's just you can just look at right at the cover and see it's gonna be awesome.
there was a when I was in college, there was my roommate Clark, who I talk about from time to time, my roommate Clark, he moved to Atlanta, and this is when I was living in Tampa. So he moved to Atlanta for a while, and so we kind of decided to decorate his room once, and a buddy of my roommate's came over, and he had a magazine called Puritan 18.
Nice.
And oh my God, it was something.
That was one of those good ones.
I just
googled old school porn magazines, and Club was the one I was looking for.
This one, I mean, it had all kind of crazy stuff in it. Men, women, the whole nine.
The whole thing.
And this is back in like, early 90s, when there was no such thing as Photoshop. This is back when we would actually cut out a picture of somebody's head and stick it on, you know, a picture. And so this guy that came and stayed at our apartment for a while, he just made all kinds of crazy shit. It would be like Mr. T banging our roommate and just sticking, you know, heads, you know, taping heads on. And it, oh my God.
Good times.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen ever.
I used to always get yelled at by the guy that worked at the gas station, because I'd go in there and like look at him and not pay for him. He's like, you got to buy it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't really.
No need now, sir.
You know, it's actually Woo! Funny because I had the thought, like, we have to wear masks everywhere. And I drove by like a sex shop somewhere. They opened a new one close to me. It said like Love Shack or something. I was like, huh, it's like a sex shop here. And I had my mask. I was like, oh, what a time to go sex shops shopping in 2020. You could go into like any sex shop and buy like the most, you know, weirdest thing ever and have not feel any shame about it because you have a mask on. Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, like, you don't know.
Can I have 17 of your finest dildos? And you just say it so confidently and happy. You have a mask on. These guys, I could come in here every day. You're not going to know who I am.
Yeah. Do you have ID?
Shit.
Well, I got this fake one I got in Times Square years ago. I'll just show them that one.
Ah, well.
And the thing is, when they ID you with the mask on, who IDs you and makes you take your mask off? I have yet to be ID'd and been said, hey, sir, can you drop your mask down? Never.
Have any of you been shopping with your mask on and someone come up to you and say, hey, how you doing? And call you by name?
No.
It's happened twice.
Wow, Mr. Popularity.
No.
Wow.
What is it?
You've been about, in so many movies and so many plays. You're just so recognizable.
No, I mean, I don't know what you got on your Grindr profile, but
that's true. The ball mask does. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows?
Yeah, you're dressed up like Leatherface. He's pretty popular.
Hey, Greg Wienerface.
Keep the Wienerface down low, please.
Oh,
well. One thing that is with the mask is I'm pretty used to wearing it when I go places, but it drives me crazy because I forget it every time I get out of the car. Like, I get out of the car and walk to where I'm going, and there's a sign up that says, like, hey, you can't come in here without a mask. I'm like, damn it. And I got to turn around and walk back to my car to get my mask. And I'm not lying. That's happened at least 50 times. Like, it happens every time I go to a store.
Well, the one thing that sucks is that I bought, like, just a plain black mask, you know, like a month ago. 2 months ago, whatever it was, but about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I went fishing and it flew right out of the boat. So I lost that one. Now, I really didn't have another mask and I needed to go to the store. I mean, you know, I needed beer. So my wife had gone and bought a few masks for her and my daughter. And so, seriously, for the last 2 weeks, something like that, I go in wearing, it's a black mask with a big heart on the side of it. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Spreading love in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big, I mean, clearly it's made for a girl. And
you gotta take a only, selfie next time you wear it and send it to us.
And the only thing about it is, you know, the only, like, my son sees me, he's like, geez, dude, you look like a tool. And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, here's the good thing. It's a mask. No one knows who I am. So,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, I feel stupid kind of wearing it, but at the same time, I'm like, what the hell do I care?
What does it matter? Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know who I am, and so eat a weenie. Fine.
Here for a purpose, man. It's what the mask is, just it's the ends to a means.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
What is your go-to? I saw this on a show prep service today. What's your go-to? I guess it's a TikTok challenge. All the kids on TikTok are posting their favorite, like, gas station meal. Like, when they go to gas stations, like, what do you get? Like, a Slim Jim and a Diet Coke, a pack of cigarettes and nothing else, Starburst and a bottle of water. Like, do you have, like, a go-to, like, gas station, like, treat or snack or something you crave from a gas station?
Yes.
What's that?
2 6-packs of Sweetwater 420.
I knew you were going to say beer. Me too. But you don't have like
I mean,
snacks.
I don't go up there to get snacks, really.
Sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter, get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man.
Like, none of that stuff makes you don't go for any of that?
Dumbass. What the are you serious?
I don't know what just happened. The Yankees just scored a bunch of runs while I was talking about gas.
Yeah, that was total bullshit. How the hell did they not get him at home plate on that play?
Wow. Focus, Boner.
I was on the game.
Yeah, and the Yankees just scored 3 runs. I didn't even know what happened. Safe, looking right under the tag.
God.
Head first.
Well, you know what? That's fine. You deserve a win this season.
Ooh.
Wake me up on September.
Hello for that burn, Sean.
Regular season doesn't mean anything. We'll talk. My season doesn't start till October.
Dude, I'm very seriously tempted to bet you don't even make the postseason.
I'll take that bet because I would win it.
I'm tempted.
Yeah, I owe you a case of Sweetwater right now, and I'm going to give it to you. Sweetwater 420. Next time I go to Costco, I'm even going to buy it. And I may even bring it back to the radio station. Just leave it on your desk because I definitely don't want to see you when I give it to you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
So, just be on your desk someday. And that's how that'll go.
Here's your damn beer.
Yeah, we'll never speak of it again either. I'll just forget it ever happened.
No, he's definitely safe. Yeah, that was easy.
So that's where we are right now. But congratulations. The Yankees, they're looking good in this game now, which means absolutely nothing. But when we meet again in October, when the chips are on the line and the lights are shining the brightest, we'll see who really comes to play ball.
Yeah, it ain't going to be
you. You have your sports euphemisms down, Sean. You are amazing.
Sports guy. I mean, it's all
I know. That's all he's got.
That's all I got.
Sports euphemism bullshit. Blah, blah, blah.
I got to talk myself out of this.
Yeah, we really took him bad there in the first inning, and then by the ninth inning, yeah, we were there to win.
Yeah, well, let's see how it treated him really well earlier.
Oh, yeah, I used the same lines when I was confidently talking about the regular season. Now I'm
just
one day in the postseason.
Worked out well for you so far.
What a hell of a job. Enjoy your beer. I don't want to hear another word out of you until October about baseball. He was even chirping me about a game the Rays weren't even playing, the Yankees were losing. Like, I'm getting chirps from Boner all over the place about baseball. It doesn't even affect his team. And I'm like, this guy.
It does affect my team. Every time you lose and the Rays win, it's good for me.
Like, I'm watching, like, the Yankees are playing the Mets over the weekend. Not even thinking about Boner. Boner's not even on my radar. And on the clouds. Huh, that was some pitch, wasn't it?
Like, all right. Well, yeah, but at the same time, that pitch was like 10 feet over the catcher's head. I'm like, that's the worst pitch I've seen all season.
It was, and it's fair. I just wasn't expecting. That's just like a chirp from nowhere. Like, where'd that come from?
And I did not give you shit. I did not at all.
No, you
I'm didn't. Like, well, that was a terrible pitch. And that was all I said. And then you're like, well, you know, we've lost this. And I'm like, dude, I hear you. You know, we lost six straight. I understand. And that was all I said. I didn't say any more. I wasn't really giving you a hard time.
It was just funny because you just came out of the clouds. Like, I wasn't even playing your team. You just came from just nowhere. Like, where did he come from? He just, wow, all right. Like, it was great.
That's a baseball fan. You know, really I got to keep my eyes on stuff.
And I appreciate that. I'll return the favor and just chirp you from the clouds someday. I haven't had a chance lately because your team keeps winning. So, but I'll find a time.
Well, and honestly, today I would have told you. This afternoon, I would have said, dude, the Rays are not going to win this game.
All right. Yeah. Here's the way to wrap things up. You know that you said that as we began the show talking about Chadwick Boseman, and he passed away on the day that they celebrated on Major League Baseball as Jackie Robinson Day. Everyone was wearing the number 42. On the other side of the geek spectrum when it comes to Chadwick Boseman, and of course the role that he became most famous for was Black Panther. He passed away on Friday, which was also the birthday of Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby is the first comic book artist that ever drew the Black Panther. So in addition to 42, it was also an auspicious day for the Black Panther. Wakanda forever.